So this is right close after. It says, he being full of the Holy Ghost looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. I see him up there where he said he went. There he is. Only he's standing. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran upon him with one accord and cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet whose name was Saul, and they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus,
looking right up there at him,
Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this,
he fell asleep in the arms of Jesus. That's the first class way to die. I don't even believe he felt them stones. They was throwing the stones and he was looking at Jesus. Lord took the stinger out of death, you know. That was Jesus taking that stinger out. You ever got stung by a wasp or a bee and he leaves that old stinger in you? Jesus, that's what the devil used to do with death. You know, it's explained over in the second chapter of Hebrews how that the Lord took the power of death away from the devil. And then old Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where's your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. The Lord pulled that stinger out. For a Christian, he can't sting us. We just fall asleep in the arms of Jesus. Praise God. Calling on our high priest, who is our Lord and Master, and at the first was our Savior. Praise the Lord. Romans the 8th chapter, Paul gives us another great revelation. Beginning in verse 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? How about that? It's a question. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? It's a question, but it's a statement. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God. You know, a lot of people don't believe this. They get all messed up with a Godhead and start preaching a bunch of heresy and junk. Why don't they just believe the Bible? Tell him that Stephen saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Oh, they're just, he thought he did. No, he didn't say he did. Here Paul says that Christ is at the right hand of God. He's not at his own right hand. He's at his Father's right hand. And is a man that's between God, who is a spirit. John 4:24 said, God is a spirit. Jesus is a man. And he's at the right hand of his Father, God. Praise the Lord. Here Paul says, it is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. He's at the right hand of God as a high priest, as a mediator, as an advocate, making intercession. You know, intercession, what does that tell you? Intercession is begging. It sounds like sometime that Jesus almost literally has to get on his knees and beg the Father for the mercy and compassion that we're asking for. That Jesus literally, if he makes intercession, that means he's begging the Father, doesn't it? Sure it does. That he literally, sometime when we're so out of whack with God, when we've been so rebellious or careless or blind and indifferent and dumb and carelessness, and then we go to the Lord, and Jesus is touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but God ain't moved so bad, so big about it, and Jesus literally has to get on his knees and said, Father, please give him what he's asking for. Please give him this for my sake, not for his sake, For my sake. For my sake. Hey, did you say my sake, son? Yeah. He said, well, you earned it. You won it. And then we get something that we're not worthy of, that we ought not to even have. Now that is real grace. Unmerited favor. And that's literally what happens. Oh, Lord have mercy. It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Why don't you remember this when you're in need? That Jesus is filled with compassion. He can be moved with a compassion on you and me, even when we don't deserve anything from the Lord. When we're far from deserving what God can do for us. That He makes intercession. He gives and begs the Father for our sake and for His sake. Lord, Father, I paid the price. Remember, I suffered. Remember, I took them 39 stripes that you'd heal. Remember, my blood was shed, and it's here. Here's my blood that was shed for the remission of their sins. I paid the price. Remember, it's written to me in Isaiah 53 that Himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases. Remember, I bore them in my body. There's the marks. All right, son. I'll tell you, there's some wonderful things going on up there. Sometime we need to be reminded of what really is happening. Now what Jesus said about Himself. Matthew, the 26th chapter. When He left here, where was He going? Well, He let people know where He was going. The 26th chapter of Matthew, verse 62. And the high priest arose. This is the night of His trial and rejection and His subsequent crucifixion. The high priest arose and said unto Him, answerest thou nothing? What is it which these witness against thee? But Jesus held His peace. And the high priest answered and said unto Him, I adjure thee by the living God that thou tell me whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. Jesus said unto him, thou hast said, nevertheless I say unto you, hereafter shall ye see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in the clouds of heaven. Hereafter I'm going to be on the right hand of power. That's the right hand of God. And then later on, I'll be coming in the clouds of heaven. Oh, Lord, the high priest rent his clothes. You imagine that old preacher couldn't comprehend the things of the Spirit of God. He had a Bible, but he didn't understand it. The high priest rent his clothes, tore his clothes, saying, he has spoken blasphemy. What further need have we of witness? Behold, now ye have heard his blasphemy, making him equal to God. What think ye? And all his old cronies, them other old preachers, they said, he is guilty of death. Then what did they do? Then they spit in his face and buffeted him. And others smote him with the palms of their hands, saying, prophesy unto us thy Christ. Who is he that smote thee? What a stinking mess of indignity and disrespect for the creator of this world, Jesus Christ. See, God created this world by